Hi, this is a dictation for patient is Samantha Redding, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A-R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. Date of accident is 2/27/2022. The date of service is 9/30/2022. Once again, Samantha Redding, date of birth 8/27/68, date of accident 2/27/2022, date of visit 9/30/2022. Patient is here for follow-up visit. She was hit on a rear-ending accident, motor vehicular accident, where she was a rear seat passenger on the right side on a freeway, highway I-75 in Tennessee. Apparently, her care is not covered by the insurance, which has denied, the state has denied her MSCP claim. And so there is an issue about further treatment about this patient. Once she makes a decision, we'll continue treating her. And the patient initially had a lot of headaches with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, nightmares, fearful of the event, as well as started having pain symptoms with the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with severe muscle spasm throughout, with radiation of pain to both arms, involving first and second finger on both sides, and radiation of pain and into the both legs, literally, both sides, as numbness and tingling off and on. Patient denied any pain in the hips or knees or ankle, nor there was any pain in the elbows or hands as such. Only the index finger and the thumb was involved. The patient returned back today. This is her third visit in a row. She reports that the pains are still continuing. They are around 7 overall, and they are affecting headache as well as both shoulders, both hips, and both lower butt and neck area, both knees. And she experienced some pain in the thumb and the index finger, both sides. The radiation of pain is slightly less than before, and overall pain level is around 6 to 7, while ADLs are affected 5, especially the work is affected 7, and patient reports 30% relief in the pain to 40%. In the system review, neurology and psych patient has ongoing headaches that are almost 7, occupying the front and the back of the head. But there is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, no history of any fainting, blackouts, no history of any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. Also, patient does not have any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the neck, both shoulders, lower back, elbow, right side, and occasionally in the knee, right side, and stiffness in the shoulder on the right side, neck, and lower back. Slight difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has slightly improved, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. In the substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient denies any issues with the compliance program. Physical examination, blood pressure is 166 over 115, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit, which is 9/1/2022, dictation number 0901-059. Plan of care. Diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the patient on medications, which are as follows. Patient is prescribed a prescription of Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, PRN 60 tablets for pain relief, and also Flexeril tablet 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablet for muscle relaxation, L-level 50 mg every night for sleep and anxiety relief and pain relief. Voltaren gel is for topical pain relief. The maps were reviewed and the labs have been reviewed. Patient will continue her physical therapy 3 times per week. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan. A cervical pillow quad cane was ordered for the patient to bring further relief. The patient is utilizing her neck brace, cervical traction that have been provided today for her. She already has a back brace. And with all of this, patient is advised to soak herself in a warm water and use wet heat, water heat, as well as infrared heat. Patient be seen. There is an MRI that was done on 3/8/2022 after this accident. And in the MRI, it is found that there is a moderate right and moderate left lateral foramen stenosis due to uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. At C4, C5, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis, a severe left neural foramina stenosis due to the disc hypertrophy herniation. At C5, 6, there is a mild spinal canal stenosis with the right and moderate left neural foramina stenosis due to the disc osteophyte complex and also uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. C6, 7, there is a moderate right neural foramina stenosis due to the uncovertebral joint hypertrophy. And this was the MRI of cervical spine that was done at DLC hospital. Patient will be reviewed again. A MRI for lumbar and thoracic spine has also been ordered, which has been done, and it appears that the patient has at C6-7, a broad-based posterior disc herniation with a marginal end plate osteophytes and facet joint and uncovertebral joint hypertrophy, resulting in bilateral neural foramen stenosis and spinal canal stenosis. T10 and 11, there is a bulging of the posterior disc and facet hypertrophy. T11 and 12, broad-based disc herniation is present. In the lumbar spine, at L2 and 3, there is a broad-based disc bulge and a ligament of flavum thickening, leading to moderate canal narrowing and encroachment upon L3 nerve roots. At L3 and L4, there is a broad-based posterior disc bulge and superimposed central and left foramina disc herniation and facet hypertrophy. L4, L5, there is a bulging of the posterior disc and facet hypertrophy, leading to mild canal stenosis. The patient has been advised about these findings, and she has been advised that she should consider further treatment like lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injection, and that may bring some additional relief for her. End of dictation. Thank you.